I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We had a little snafu. Sorry about that. But we are live now on WCCO Radio, and we're live on Facebook, here's the deal. You know me, people who listen to the show, the Chad Harmon Show, know that I'm a positive person and that I try to interact with fans. I try to interact with anybody I can in a positive way. So I get on social media, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, whatever it is, and I like to interact with people, and I like to I'm all about positivity, I think, and anybody who knows the show knows that. So when you get on Twitter sometimes, there's this thing called it's a kind of a game where you leave one out, or you can only pick one. And in describing that, you get various, let's say in this instance, it's Halloween candy. So you get pictures of four popular Halloween candies. Let's say one is Snickers, one is Twix, one is Milky Way, and one is Reese's. So you get to pick one, or you get to take one and leave and eliminate one for good. And that's an easy call for me because Reese's are probably the worst candy ever invented. So I did that. I think, this will be kind of fun. I'll interact with some people on Twitter. I retweeted and said, Reese's, they're way overrated. Keeping with the show's theme. And I was dismayed when a local media personality responded and said, and I quote, "Your face is overrated." And it was Rena Sarah Janopoulos from Care 11, somebody who paints herself as like a positive person on TV, and I just can't believe it. So this is kind of a come clean segment, and I'm bringing Rena live on Facebook now. Rena, thanks for joining us. Sorry about the snafu at the start. So I guess my question for you, and I'm going to do the Scott Pelley, pull my glasses off here because we are. Okay. How do you sleep at night?
Well, first I have to ask you a question.
Okay.
Am I wrong?
Is my face overrated?
Yes.
That's not for me to answer. I don't think it is. What's it? If my face is overrated?
I sleep very well at night because that was funny. That was darn funny. Did you see how many likes that comment got?
Funny at my expense. Wow, that's great. Is that the theory now? I guess it's all fun and games, and if somebody has their ego crushed, it's not a big deal.
Let me also ask you a second question.
All right.
Who do you think believes that you are actually a positive person who spreads nothing but messages of positivity?
I'm sorry, you were breaking up a little bit, but I know that people who listen to the show know that I'm Mr. Positive. It probably hurts that you got probably three times the amount of likes as my comment did. And then people were just burn, sick, burn. It was pretty good. I'll admit it. But
okay. But let me just say it wasn't about likes. I will tell you this. Yep. Anybody who knows me knows that anything your face is, I find amusing because I'm apparently a fifth grader. So I insert your face into basically anything that could possibly work, and I find that amusing. So just know what you're dealing with, my low level of sense of humor.
Well, it was like I said, it was crushing, and I ate a quart of ice cream that night and didn't leave the house because I just couldn't believe it. But I thought we were friends, but I guess not.
Well, I promise to come at you with kid gloves from now on. well, thank on you. The Twitter sphere.
I'm very sensitive. Rena, what have you been up to lately? You know, with the COVID and people broadcasting from home. I assume you're at home. They're a beautiful home, by the way.
My goodness. Thanks. Look, there's a dog ball behind me.
You're framed?
I got a dog right here and a dog right there. No one's barking right now, so we're doing okay.
Yeah, tell me how is work going in this age? Are you still going into studio? What are you doing?
So everybody's got something slightly different going on. I'm in 2 weeks and then I'm home 2 weeks. When I'm in 2 weeks, I'm anchoring the shows. And when I'm home for 2 weeks, I'm turning content for the show. So it just depends on where I'm at. That'll depend on what I'm doing. So I don't necessarily broadcast from my home, but I do this. I sit in this spot and I do Zoom interviews when I'm at home. And then when I'm in the studio, I'm anchoring the shows.
You're old hat at this game. And like I said, your framing is perfect. I mean, that is
good.
You follow Room Raider on Twitter, I assume?
I don't. I'm afraid to, because I'm afraid someone's going to say something terrible to me.
Why would they do that?
I don't know. Just I come after you. Someone might come after me.
Oh, yeah. So you can't take it. You can dish it up. You can't take it.
That's exactly correct. Cannot take it.
No, Room Raider is this Twitter account that takes Zoom calls. And people who've been on Zoom calls or, like, done interviews from home, and they rate their room 1 out of 10. And I would say, I'm looking at yours, that's a 10.
Good.
I mean, the lighting, the white, just the color scheme, it's perfect.
Oh, well, perfect. Thank you.
No problem. See, I'm a positive person. I'm dishing out compliments.
You're pandering to your fan base, trying to make them come after me with small pitchforks.
Small fan base. What kind
I've heard.
What kind of dogs you got? Oh, no, geez.
Two. Hey, now, you take your mind and go somewhere else. This is Baxter.
Oh, Baxter. If you're on Facebook now, for the folks on Facebook,
what kind of he's dog very angry.
What kind of dog is that?
That is a dachshund.
Dachshund.
Yes.
How many dogs do you have?
We have two dogs. We lost two cats this year, so we're down to the two dogs. So, and Lucy's sleeping, and I'm afraid to wake her, because if I do, we'll never hear the end of it. So she's our little rescue dog.
Oh, nice. Laura Oaks, who I'm sitting at her position right now, she is a Lucy. Used to have a Lucy, I believe. That's a good name for a dog. Back to the conversation and in a little more seriousness about the back and forth. I've also seen you before get into it with people on Twitter. And tell me about, I guess, if somebody responds to you in a way that doesn't sit well with you, where do you draw the line saying, you know, I'm going to engage with this person or I'm not?
I'll be honest. I almost never engage with people that are negative, because I'm not going to change their minds.
Yep.
In 140, 160 characters, whatever it is. And so someone who's coming at you in that way, when you and I go at each other, it's clearly in jest, but right. There are people that come after us. And as you know, too, being a newsman, there's people who come after us and they want to come after us, and nothing we're going to say is going to change their mind. So there's no point in even engaging. And I think sometimes when you engage, you fuel the fire. So most of the time, unless it's misinformation or misinformation about something that I've reported, I try to stay out of that fray.
Have you faced that often, where somebody will challenge something that you've reported or mischaracterize something that you've said or reported?
You know, more often than not, it's they come after the station, not necessarily me personally. And usually when I step in is when they say something negative on a personal level about someone that I work with. So that's where I draw the line for not okay. You cannot personally come after someone for who they are, how they look, what they believe in. And so that's kind of where I'm like, I'll protect my family, you know, if you will. But other than that, I try to stay out of it.
I've worked in news prior to social media being a thing, and now after, as have you. Do you think overall it has been a benefit to this line of work?
Ooh.
Or a detriment?
That is a, that's it's tough.
It depends on the day you ask you, right? I mean, because some days I'm like, boy, you know, this tool is such a great tool. And other days I'm like, this is such a cesspool sometimes.
I think, unfortunately, cesspool's probably the more accurate depiction. And I don't know, if you follow me on Twitter, you probably have noticed I don't post a lot of work stuff there. I kind of keep it light just because I don't have the energy to deal with people coming after me. So I rarely post stories. If I'm tweeting something that's happening live, you know, during the COVID crisis when the governor would speak or we had people, you know, on our air live, you know, oftentimes I would do that. If I'm in the studio tweeting out something that's happening now, but I mostly keep it pretty lighthearted just because I don't enjoy the cesspool. So I don't know that it's been, I don't know that it's been great for what we do. I don't honestly think that it has.
Yeah, that's something I've been debating for a long time, especially in this information or in this age where there's so much misinformation out there and you wonder, well, how does that misinformation get spread? And I think that's the answer, unfortunately. But at the same time, I agree with you 100%. I love using the tool to express a different kind of humor. And I think it's challenging to try to get a joke across in that kind of, in that medium. And I kind of accept that challenge sometimes to try to do jokes. And it is kind of funny. We're talking to Rena Sarah from Care 11. You are a notorious baker and cook. And I remember a time when you brought, was it baklava that you brought in here many years ago?
Oh, I did?
You brought something in sometimes.
Okay. It probably wasn't baklava, but I do love to bake. And as Greek as my last name is, I'm a terrible baker of Greek goods. Greek. Yeah. I mostly just make good old American, anything that's got butter and sugar in it. So, so I'm not sure what I brought in.
I can't
remember. How many years ago would that have been? 104?
Well, you were Don for a day, if I remember right. So that was when Don Shelby's was doing afternoons here on WCCO Radio. And the timeline escapes me for when that would have ended. But it would have been probably in the late 2000s.
I don't think that was me.
Are you sure?
Yes, I don't think. I never did that. Did I send treats with Boyd? Because Boyd's done that.
Have you ever been in and hosted a show here?
I've been in to be on shows, but I've never been in to host a show.
Well,
they don't like me that much over there, friend.
My memory is failing me here on live radio and on Facebook. So
we'll just say it's true. I made the best baklava. You enjoyed it. I hosted a show.
You know what? You're wrong, Rena. Yeah, my memory's perfect. You were the one who cooked the baklava. I like saying baklava too. That's a fun word to say.
It is.
The show, Breaking the News.
Yes.
Tell me about that and how that's continued and how much fun you're having doing that.
Well, it's kind of Jana's show now. If you know Jana Shortle, she and I started the show several years ago now. Gosh, maybe 5 years ago now. And then a couple of years ago, I kind of weaned myself off of it and started anchoring the Four. And doing special projects for the 10 o'clock. But now Jana kind of has the reins of that show and she's really taken it to different levels. She's got lots of chutzpah and more guts than I do. And so I bow to her when it comes to certain things because I don't have the guts or the energy to take on some of the topics that she does. So
she has done a great job on that show. And that is it's a unique kind of show for this market. And I think both of you were kind of, you know, finding that out when you started it. Your role at Care 11, I guess, the show that you do and what you bring, tell me about that and like kind of how you see yourself at the station.
I feel like I'm a utility player, if you will. So I kind of can get plugged anywhere they need me. And I enjoy that. And that's the beauty of what we do for a living, Adam, as you know, is every day is different. You know, nothing's the same. The news is all different and how we go about it is all different. And things have changed so very much since we both started in this business, you know, a million and a half years ago. But at Care, I have done everything from being the morning show reporter to the weekend anchor to a Monday through Friday anchor to turning a brand new show with Dana into something that she's gone on to do great things with. But right now, I just think I'm enjoying just doing whatever they need me to do. And I enjoy telling the stories of this community. And I hope they'll let me do that for, you know, another million and a half years.
I agree the same way. I kind of have the same role here at WCCO, kind of a utility player, plugging me in whenever you need to. Tell me how the home life is going with kids and how the distance learning is going and how just the times we're in has changed how you do as a mom.
My kiddo goes to school every day. So we've been, so that's been, I couldn't do anything from home if I didn't have that opportunity. So, and it's kind of hard to, she's preschool. So a little hard to do distance learning with a preschooler. And so, and she's an only child. So I'm really thankful and blessed that she gets to go have that interaction with other kiddos because she's horrible at sharing. And so she gets to learn that skill there as well. And I know you have two daughters. Is that right?
Two daughters, and they're both kind of on a hybrid right now. They go in 2 days a week, and we're kind of learning the lessons there. But, you know, it sucks. I mean, it sucks for every parent. You know, no parent wants to keep their kids at home 1-2 days a week. And we're doing the best we can, as I'm sure a lot of parents are. And we certainly hope the end is hopefully in sight. But, you know, it's just, it changes your focus on how you interact with your kids and how you try to communicate with them, you know, especially my oldest who's 13, she's 13. And it's like, well, how's your day going? Well, that's fine. Everything's fine. You know, they don't really get into it much, but you really got to try to find ways to get different answers out of them. So that's the big challenge.
Well, not only that, but you know, we're obviously blessed in situations where they can be at home if they needed to, but there are people that single parents. I don't know how they're doing it. Single working parents or parents that have to have, you know, both my husband and I work out of the home. We're lucky that she goes to school, you know, so I don't know how people are doing it. I really don't.
I don't either. And then your child having to deal with your negativity on Twitter too. It's just, it's too much to bear.
I know, right? That poor thing. She's already behind the eight ball.
Rena, thank you so much. And again, we appreciate you taking the time and being a good sport. You are very funny on Twitter, and keep up the good work, both on TV and online. And I hope you can insult me some more really soon.
Well, I thought you would be harder on me, so thanks for taking it easy on me.
Well, the next time we get you on, I just...
Okay, butter me up.
And Reese's are overrated, by the way. They're disgusting.
No, you're wrong.
I think you are in the majority on that one, but...
Okay.
That's the hill I'm dying on. Thank you, Reese.
Okay. See ya.
Rena Sarah-Janopoulos from Care 11. We appreciate her joining us, and we appreciate you tuning in on the radio and on Facebook.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.